Why are we learning about Pesach Sheni today? Pesach Sheni is on Sunday. So we learn about Pesach Sheni on Thursday or Friday. The answer is, today, Rabbi Yisai, is the last day to sign up for Pesach Sheni. What do I mean by that? If you want to bring a Pesach Sheni, if you're Tameh, you have to be Tahar. How many days does it take to go through the process of Tahara? 7 days. Para Aduma. We are all in the category of Tamei Meis. And in order to bring a para, in order to bring the carbon Pesach, you have to go to the mikvah. You have to, the kohen has to sprinkle upon you the water. They have to wait 3 days. And then he has to sprinkle upon you the waters of the para Aduma. And then you have to wait until day 7. And then they have to sprinkle again upon you the waters of the para Aduma. And then you have to wait until the sun sets. And the next day. So it could be, you know, it could be it's already too late. Because you have to do a para Aduma water on Shabbos. I do not know. But today, there's 8 days left. There are 7 days left. 7 days left until today's Monday. And Pesach Sheni is on Sunday. So basically, technically speaking, if you want to be ready for the Para Aduma, you got to go to Mikveh today. You got to start the process today in order to go through to become ready to be Torah. But if a person comes to Pesach Sheni and he's Tameh, he is not eligible to bring the Para Aduma, to bring the Pesach Sheni. So today, it's not too late. If Mashiach will come today, it's not too late to prepare the Para Aduma. But once we get to tomorrow, it could be it's too late. And even though, you know, a carbon tzibur is brought bituma, but a Pesach Sheni not necessarily. Let's actually discuss that principle. There's a fundamental difference between machlokes between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda. If the entire Klal Yisrael did not bring the Pesach Rishon, are they still eligible to bring the Pesach Sheni? According to the Chachamim, the only ones that can bring a Pesach Sheni are individuals. In other words, it has to be the majority of Klal Yisrael must bring the Pesach Rishon. If the majority brings the Pesach Rishon, and individuals do not participate because they're Tmeim or they are rechoikin, their distance from the Beis HaMikdash, then when it comes a month later, Pesach Sheni, you can bring the Pesach Sheni. But let's say the majority of Klal Yisrael did not bring the Pesach Rishon, then there's no possibility for the rest of Klal Yisrael to bring the Pesach Sheni. The Pesach Sheni is only brought when the majority brought the Pesach Rishon. When the majority of Klal Yisrael bring the Pesach Rishon, that is a trigger for a possibility to bring the Pesach Sheni. Thus, in a year like this past year, this past Pesach, there was no Pesach for anyone. There was no carbon Pesach, then it's not even possible to bring the Pesach Sheni. So if that is the case, why in the world do we celebrate, do we commemorate Pesach Sheni, at least by not saying Tachmon, when no one in Klal Yisrael brought the Pesach Rishon? If there's no Pesach Rishon, then there's no Pesach Sheni. So the only answer can possibly be, or at least you can follow with this, is according to the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees in the Gemara Masechta Pesachim, and he holds that even in a situation where the majority of Klal Yisrael did not bring the Pesach Rishon, it doesn't matter. The entire Klal Yisrael, it's not dependent one upon the other. Even though the entire Klal Yisrael did not bring the Pesach Rishon, it doesn't matter that you can bring the Pesach Sheni. So the truth would then result in that we are celebrating, we are commemorating Pesach Sheni, what would appear to be as a festival that, technically speaking, the Beis HaMikdash was built. If Mashiach would come immediately and it would be a Beis HaMikdash, then we would be able to bring the Pesach Sheni, even though the majority of Klal Yisrael, no one in Klal Yisrael, brought the Pesach Rishon. It's not dependent one upon the other. The Pesach Sheni is not only for individuals, it is for a tzibur. But then there's another problem, as we just mentioned, that's all on condition that everyone who brings the Korban Pesach is Tohar. This rule that Tumah Chutra B'tzibur, in a situation where the majority of Klal Yisrael, all the Kohanim are Tameim, and there's no one that is in the state of Tahara that can offer a Korban Tzibur, so the rule is Tumah Chutra B'tzibur. If you need to bring a Korban Tomit Shel Shacha, and you cannot find one single Kohen in the entire Klal Yisrael that is Tahar, it's okay. Bring the Korban Tamid B'tumah. Because there's a principle in Halacha from a drasha, Tumah Chutra B'tzibur. That principle does not apply to the Korban Pesach. It's a machlokes if it applies even to the Pesach Rishon, but it certainly does not apply to the Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni is considered to be a Korban that's for individuals. Even if according to Rabbi Yehuda, that says that the majority of Klal Yisrael can bring the Korban, it's still not called the Korban Tzibur, is called the Korban Yachid, and therefore you cannot bring, if a person is Tameh, he's not going to be able to bring the Pesach Sheni. So the question then is, why then do we bother commemorating this day of Pesach Sheni?
What are you supposed to do if you miss Pesach Rishon today? You were sick and you couldn't even go to a Seder or anything like that. What do you do on Pesach Sheni?
So first of all, Pesach Sheni is only, there's nothing you can really do. Pesach Sheni is only offered for one of two reasons. Either the person is Tamei, or he's distant, he's Rochai, he's far away. If a person is sick, a person is living next door to Yerushalayim, to the Beis HaMikdash, and he's just ill, I'm not so sure he can bring a Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni is only in two specific instances. Tameim Urechaikim. You would say, why? It's not fair. If you're Tamei or you're far away, you could bring a Pesach Sheni. So if a person is sick, he's ill, he just doesn't have the koyach. So why, and he's next to, why should that be prevent him? I don't know. I don't know why. But that
is it Hashlumim?
Only for these two specific things.
Only for the 2 years ago, but told me the first day that I was sick, I slept like near one yesterday.
No, there's no Pesach Sheni, right? There's no Pesach Sheni like what we do today, for eating matzah. No, that is no such thing. The Pesach Sheni is only for the Korban Pesach.
So there's nothing I could have done.
No, there's nothing you could have done. Absolutely nothing. Baruch Hashem, you're here. You're gesund. You should be gesund forever. Always gesund. Baruch Hashem, there's nothing you have to make of. Absolutely nothing. It is only for the Korban Pesach. So the question comes back, why then, Bizman Azeh, do we bother to commemorate at all the Korban, the Pesach Sheni? Manavshach. According to the Chachamim, the whole thing is not relevant. The only time you could even bring a Pesach Sheni is only if the majority of Klal Yisrael brought the Pesach Rishon. If the majority of Klal Yisrael did not celebrate, did not bring the Pesach Rishon, then there's no Pesach Sheni, there's no trigger, so it's not relevant for us altogether. And even if you'll tell me that you'll follow the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, that one is not dependent upon the other, but you have to be Tahar. And to be Tahar is a very complicated procedure. Okay, we're living in Chutz Li'aretz. Chutz Li'aretz itself, just living in the land, the earth of Chutz Li'aretz is Matane. You have to be in Eretz Yisrael. You have to go to the mikvah. You have to have it sprinkled upon you the paraduma. To make the paraduma is a very complex process. It's extremely unlikely
the Pesach Sheni is not a reenactment, it's a commemoration. So we're commemorating it, and we're observing that day as a Yom Tov. That could be, just like...
Yeah, but it's so far removed. Normally, you have a principle of a neshalma fadim sifaseni, right? So we can't bring today the Korban Tamid Shel Shachar. So there's a principle that, look, by saying the korbanos, it's equivalent to doing so. But I hear what you're saying. What you're saying is obviously there's truth to what you're saying, and maybe that's really the ultimate answer. But if you think about it in terms of halacha, we are so many steps removed from Pesach Sheni. Why even bother commemorating it? There are many halachas to make a day of celebration of the whole Klal Yisrael, a day that that you don't say tachnun, there are no hespedim. It has halachic significance, halachic weight, but it's not it's first of all, it was mancha based on mikdash hayekayam. It's not a yontif. It's the vast majority did what they're supposed to do on Pesach. So a couple of people, there's some people that didn't make it, so they have a second chance. So it's their day. It's a day for them. It's not a day for Klal Yisrael. So you're going to say, well, today we're all in that category because today we didn't bring Pesach Yisrael, so therefore we're all in the category, we're all the Pesach Sheni. Excuse me, to be, first of all, according to the Chachamim, there's no such thing. Pesach Sheni is only in operation, it's operative when there's a Pesach Rishon. There's no Pesach Rishon, there's no Pesach Sheni. And even with the Rabbi Yehuda, the one does not depend upon the other. You have to be in a state of Tahara. And we're not in a state of Tahara. You need a Parah Aduma. You need all of these things are very long, complex processes. And as the time passes on, it's impossible. Our chance of having been able, even Mashiach will come today, it's almost impossible that we're going to be able to go bigger Pesach Sheni. Because you have to be Torah. And it's not Deicha Tumah. There's no din. Hutra B'tzibur. So why then are we commemorating Pesach Sheni? It's a very tough question. So Rav Dov is saying, Rav Dr. Dov is saying, the reason why we do so is because, no, it's a zecher. Once already today, we don't have anything for you. Everything today is make-believe. So what's the difference? So once we commemorate the Hillel Pesach Rishon, so we commemorate the Pesach Sheni. No, so there are no hespedim, there are no, we don't say tachnun. No one is ever going to go and give you a hard time for not saying tachnun. Guaranteed. You don't see anyone fighting about not saying Tachnun. You don't want to say Tachnun? No one's going to give you a hard time. No Hespedin? You'll anyway, Hespedin, anyone will give Hespedin. Anyway, you're not going to follow the rules. So what's this all about? This is really indeed a tough question. So one answer... What? This is a minute. It's just a minute. Al Matzois Umirorim Yochlu. Pesach Sheni, by the way, Pesach Sheni is a very, very different set of rules. Pesach Sheni, there is no halacha of not having chametz in your possession. You are permitted to have in your possession chametz. When you eat the Korban Pesach, al matzos umirorim yochlu, but there is no prohibition of bal yeroeh and bal yemotze. When you eat the Korban Pesach, you have an obligation to recite halal. There is no requirement to recite Hallel when you eat the Pesach Sheni. There's no such thing. Pesach Rishon, according to many opinions, if the entire Klal Yisrael is Tamei, it's okay. You can still bring the Pesach Rishon. But Pesach Sheni, Yohorek Val Yavar. If a person is Tamei, then you don't bring the Pesach Sheni. You have to be in the state of Tahara. The whole purpose was, you were Tamei, during Pesach Rishon, so now you're going to bring it. If Pesach Sheni, you have to be in the state of Tahara. They're a very, very different set of rules. There's a very, very big machloek, is a very big topic of discussion. Is there a halacha when you come Pesach Sheni? Al toichlu mimenu no. There's a halacha by the Pesach Rishon, the ki im tzli esh. The only way you eat the Pesach Sheni, Pesach Rishon, is roasted. You have to roast the Pesach, the Korban Pesach on a spit, has to be eaten in a very precise way. With regard to Pesach Sheni, how do you eat it? How do you eat the Pesach Sheni? Are you allowed to cook it? Are you allowed to partially roast it? No. No means partially cooked, partially roasted. Or can you eat it cooked? So it doesn't say anywhere in the Torah this halacha, this question. How and what, how exactly do you eat the Pesach Sheni? However, the Rambam paskins that the only way it can be eaten is roasted. That halacha applies, and also you're not allowed to give it bris milah. Another shaila, what about a bris milah? By Pesach Rishon, you're not allowed to eat the Pesach Rishon unless you have a bris milah, and unless you circumcise your children and your servants. If a person has children and did not yet give them a bris milah, he's not allowed to eat the Korban Pesach. Does that same halach apply to the Pesach Sheni? So the Rambam seems to say it does. And there's a big topic of discussion. How do you know that? The point I want to make over here is that the rules of Pesach Sheni are very, very different than Pesach Rishon. So the question is, why are we commemorating Pesach Sheni this coming Sunday when it's not relevant to us at all? So I want to give you a couple of answers. So answer number one, as Rav Dov said, is, no, it's a commemoration. What do you want? It's a commemoration. Commemorate, big deal, no big deal, you should commemorate it. Okay, another answer. This answer I like very much. And this answer touches upon a much greater question. Question was, what happened? How did Pesach Sheni come into existence? There were a few people that came to Moshe Rabbeinu who happened to have been Tamei. Who are these people? Chazal say they were the people that were taking care of the Atzmos Yosef. They were transporting, they were assigned to take care of the coffin of Yosef HaTzadeh. Yosef demanded, V'haleisem es Atzmosai mizeh itichem. When you leave Egypt, make sure you take my casket with you. So there were people that were assigned in the 40 years in the desert to take care, to carry the Aron, take care of the Aron. Yosef, it's the Aron is a mace, they were Tameim. I guess they took shifts. So therefore, the people that were assigned to take care of the Aron of Yosef, they were Tameim, they were unable to eat from the Karban Pesach. And they said to Moshe, Moshe, Lama Nigara, why should we be denied of the ability to participate in the Karban Pesach? So Moshe did not know what to do. He did not know what to do about the situation. Moshe consulted with Hashem, and Hashem was Mechadesh, a new festival called Pesach Sheni. A lot of Torah on this, and the Chazal said that if not for Moshe Rabbeinu, if not for these people coming along and saying to Hashem, Lama Nigara, not feeling the pain of Lama Nigara, there never would have been a Pesach Sheni. Okay? Hashem didn't know in advance? Hashem didn't know in advance. Okay, one sec. But that is exactly the point. See, that's exactly the point. This is one of, we have a couple of answers to this question. That's exactly the point. Didn't Hashem know in advance? Well, did Hashem know in advance that he wanted to make a yontif of a Pesach Rishon? Did Hashem know in advance he wanted to make a Shavuos, to make Sukkos? He certainly did. That's the one. Everything was planned. All of the Moadim that we have was all from Maaseh Bereishis. Soif Maaseh B'Machshava Tchilah. When Hashem created the world, made the Torah, Yisrael V'Yoraisa V'Kushavichu Chadu, everything that we have in the Torah was already planned in advance. But not Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni, exactly what you said, Mr. Realist, there was no plan for Pesach Sheni. If the people who lived in the desert, who took care of the Aron of Yosef, didn't bother them, listen, we're off. We have an assignment to care for the bones of Yosef. That makes us Tamei Meis. That prevents us from being able to bring the Karban Pesach. Excellent. Excellent. A vacation day. No. It caused them tsar. Lama Nigara. And because of that tsar, something new that was not planned for Maaseh Bereishis was now has become part of Klal Yisrael. Something fresh. Pesach Sheni. That Musar is so important. It is so critical for Klal Yisrael. In fact, it's more important than all the other Moadim. Because isn't that what Mashiach is all about? When will Mashiach come? Pesach is all about Geula. Isn't Pesach all about Geula? It's all about Geula. It's the template for Yimos HaMashiach. So time goes on. Mashiach is not here. The world is only going to exist for that much time. And every moment that passes that Mashiach does not come is time lost. The damage is irreparable. Because the world's not going to last forever. Or whatever that means. I don't know what they mean. I'm just saying words. Whatever those words mean. And the more that earlier in history the Mashiach will come, the more benefit will come to this world. And as time passes, it's just lost time. Mashiach will eventually come, Be'ita, at a predestined time. But if you really want, you can say, Lama Nigara. Lama Nigara. Why should we be denied the benefit of the Hashras Hashchina? The lesson of Pesach Sheni is so critical to Klal Yisrael, even though it is the most irrelevant, practically speaking, from all of the festivals. It's really all part of Pesach. It's all wrapped up in Pesach. Okay, it's just the backup plan for the people who lost that Pesach Rishon. That's all it really is. So you can easily dismiss the need to commemorate it because it's totally not practical. If there's no Pesach Rishon, there's no Pesach Sheni. If the Pesach Sheni, you have to have a Beis Hamikdash, you have to be Tor, there's nothing to talk about. It's anyway only meant for Yechidim, not for Klal Yisrael, for majority. You're right, but you're wrong. This festival is more relevant than all the other festivals. Because if we just sit around in a state of complacency and just don't care, then Mashiach's not going to come until the Ito. You want it to be Achishena, to hasten the Geula. This is the Geula Pesach. Lomo Nigora. And that's why it's extremely relevant. Okay, that's number one. Answer number two. There's a major, major difference in how you celebrate Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. We mentioned both before. In Pesach Rishon, you're not allowed to have in your possession any chametz. What is chametz? Chametz is a symbol of the Seor Shebi'isa, the Yetzirah. Take a fly swatter and wipe out all these rodents, these insects. Pesach Rishon is a very ideal moment. There's no chametz in your possession. Bal yeh, you don't see it. You don't have it. Bal yeh roheh, bal yeh motzeh. You only bring the Pesach when you're in a state of tahara, purity. Everything, when you bring the Karban Pesach, you say Hallel, you praise Hashem. It's a very, very ideal experience to reenact redemption in a state of tahara, with joy, with hallel, with tahara. What is Pesach Sheni? What do you do in Pesach Sheni? You take the Karban Pesach. Hashem was posach ala Pesach. Hashem, He saved us. He saved us. He redeemed us. When you're eating the Karban Pesach and you're reflecting upon, wow, look at that, Hashem saved us. You're surrounded. There's some pizza on this table. There's some bagels on this table. These Cheerios, a little kid is eating his Cheerios over there. You're surrounded, wherever you look, with the Sa'ar, Shebi Isa. You're allowed to have chametz. You're allowed to see it. You're allowed to have chametz. When you eat your Karban Pesach, Pesach Sheni, are you saying Hallel? Hallel. People were just murdered, brutally murdered last week in Eretz Yisrael. I'm going to go say Hallel. What kind of ghoul is this? This blood, Jewish blood, is being spilled every day. No one does anything. No one can do anything. You're going to say Hallel? You're eating your Karban Pesach, ghoul? There's no Hallel. You have chametz. Am I tohar? The Pesach Sheni. Is only brought because I'm Tomei. The trigger to bring the Pesach Sheni is because I'm Rochik, I'm far away. You're Rochik, and it's because you were Tomei. Anachnu Tmeim leNefesh Adam. So that's exactly the point. Pesach Sheni for us is much, much more relevant than Pesach Rishon. Not because of the practical halachic technical details. The practical halachic technical details, forget it. You don't even start. You can't even begin in the world of halacha to even have a havamina that you're going to bring a Pesach Sheni now day and age. But in concept, this is the type of geula that we relate to. Because we are today Tameim and Rechoikim. We're all Tamei. We're all Rechoik. We're not in the mood. We're not in the mood to sing Hallel to Hashem. The Yetzahara is all over the place. We're surrounded, we're saturated with Chametz, with the Sa'ar Shabi Isa. We have Baal Yeroha, Baal Yematzeh in every form you could imagine. Yet, Uposach Hashem ala Pesach. We're living in incredible times. It's mamish uposach Hashem ala Pesach. All over the place, goy, there are toevois, mishagoyim, in every dimension, and right in between all of the craziness of the Ervas Haaretz are people, Yireim Ushleimim, and Ribbono Shel Olam. He saves us, he takes care of us. Uposach Hashem al HaPesach, in a matziv of being Temeim Uruchaykim, in a matziv of Chometz, Bal Yeroa, Bal Yeimotze, doesn't matter. And in a matziv where we're not in the mood, we're just not in the mood to say Allah, to give Shabbat Vaida, all the tzaras that go on, doesn't matter. Uposach Hashem al HaPesach. Hashem is with us. In concept, it is so relevant. It is so true. It is so practical. How could you not commemorate Pesach Sheni? Okay, there's another interesting thing about Pesach Sheni. Let's go back to the people who came to Moshe Rabbeinu. They said, Moshe, what do you want from us? We had an assignment to take care of the Aroina Shel Yosef. Lomo nigora. Now here's the question. What would you do? If you were Moshe Rabbeinu, and you went to Hashem and said, Ribbono Shel Olam, there are people here that really feel bad. They really, really are affected by not being able to participate. What could you do for them? So Hashem says, all right, give them a second chance. When would you make for them, give them their second chance? Well, how long does it take you guys to whip you into shape? You're rochoik and you're tamei. So let's say the ones that are tamei. It only takes 7 days. Go to the mikvah, you come to Moshe, you have an assignment, they give the Aron Shel Yosef, so you're on assignment that day. So the next day, someone brought the Karban Pesach, so someone will take over for you, someone already did it. So you, on the next day, on the day after Pesach, or the day of Chol, first day of Chol HaMoed, someone will take over their new shift, you'll go to mikvah, and they'll bring the Paraduma day 3, day 7, so right after Pesach. You want to say there's a little bit of a delay? What? You don't want. So let him become tamei. They need someone. People don't die in Chol HaMoed Pesach. People die in Chol HaMoed. They have to be buried. It happens all the time. People become tamei for all different reasons. So fine, you'll wait until Pesach is over. You don't need more than 7. Okay, you're right. So actually, so let's say, how many days are there? How many days are there? Someone over here, I forgot his name. Someone here in the shul told me this vart. How many days are there after Pesach is over until Rosh Chodesh? How many days are there from the day of Pesach over to Rosh Chodesh? 7 days. Rosh Chodesh comes along, how many days are there until Lag BaOmer? How many days are there? How many days are there until... No, that's not.
8.
After we find, we'll put that, I take that back. Put it aside for now. Any event. You only have... So fine, Rosh Chodesh. If you were assigned the task of deciding when should be Pesach Sheni, you would not wait a month. A month is too long to wait. If someone is Tamei... Exactly, well, that's how we started. You said you don't should do it all together. We said that. That was the original plan. We said that. The original plan was by Hashem, if you're Oisek B'mitzvah, you're Potter B'mitzvah, you don't have to do nothing. Sit back, go on vacation, you're done, you're exempt. The only reason why there is something called Pesach Sheni is because the people came to Moshe and they said, Lomo Nigora. It's painful for us. It is painful for us that we should be exempt. Our love for you, for Hashem, for the Karban is so great, we don't want to miss out the experience. Lomo Nigora. It is not part of the original plan. That's what we said in the beginning. But fine, you want another chance. I'll give you another chance. You know when the other chance will be? Rosh Chodesh Iyar. Or before that, why do we wait so long, an entire month? Why is Pesach Sheni pegged? Is it attached specifically to Pesach, to the 14th day, a month later? Why?
That's
what?
That's the Gula, because the moon is at its...
That's day 15. So you should wait until day 15. So you talk, you slow, you do on the night of the 15th. The night of the 15th. Okay, you want to say it's the moon is at its peak? All right. I mean, you'll say all of the Mo'adim are in the middle of the month. Okay, maybe. I mean, yeah, that's the easy way out. But someone who's a latecomer, Lama Nigara, right away. What's the delay? You want to whip yourself in the studio right away. So it says over here in this wonderful Sefer Avnei Shoyam, he says this in the name of Amnam Ketamad Amnam Rabbi Hatam. Let me just find who says this incredible Kiddush. Who says this? The Melech HaShlema Manas Kudukaz Mishum Sheish Bekam Kam King. No, not Peshaniko Yamtov. Can't find it. Who says this? I don't even know who says this. Such a good answer. I don't know who says this. I can't find it now.
Who says it has to be a reason? Is this
chuk? You're allowed. You're right. Zoyz chukas haPesach. Why 15 days? You don't have to find an answer. It's drush. Ein mashiv nala drush. Why day 5? Why day 14? Why a month later? So the answer given here is Chazal say the Klal Yisrael, they ate the matzos for 30 days. The mon did not begin to fall. There are two opinions when the mon began to fall. Some learn it began to fall on day 15, and some learn the mon began to fall on Lag BaOmer on day 18. Let's now, Rashi and Chumash takes the opinion, says Klar, that the mon began to fall on day 15. On day 15. That's when the mon, the ugois matzos. Because the Gemara is the question, they ate the mon began to fall on day 15, day 15 of Iyar. They continued to eat the matzos of Mitzrayim that they baked, ugois matzos. V'lo yochlu lehis mamea v'gam tzeda lo yosu lehem v'yoyfu es habotzek asher hoitziu mimitzrayim ugois matzos. They baked the botzek that they took out of Egypt, and v'lo yochlu lehis mamea, the botzek they took out of Egypt because they were in such a rush because of the gilui shechina. That's what you say. Matzah zu shen oichel shul ma'ashum shlo hispiku b'tzekem lahachmitz ad shehigle aleihem melech malchem lochem hakadosh baruch hu ga'olam. You gotta get out of here. Schnell, quick, leave Egypt. B'chipozayin. How long did they eat that botzek? For how many days? 30 days. They ate it. So they started on day 15. The last day of the Ugois Matzois was day 14. The 14th day of Iyar was the last day that they had in their hand something tangible of the Gilui Shechina of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Again, let's review. The only Mitzvah Deraisa that we have left is Man Hazeh, without the Beis HaMikdash, is Matzah. Matzah zu she'onu oichlem al shum she'loi hispiku es bitzekam lahachmitz ad she'higle aleihem melech malche hamlochim hakodesh baruch hu uge olam. The Ribbono shel Olam revealed himself to Klal Yisrael and told them to leave, and that they couldn't bake the dough. So they just took it out, they put it in the oven in a second, and it turned into a matzah. The tangible zeche of the Gilui Shechina of Mitzrayim, it stood with them in a tangible way until Yud Dalid Iyar. They didn't need to bring a carbon Pesach until, you don't need to bring a carbon Pesach until Tesvav, because Pesach is not over. It's not just 30 days. It's not 30 days before the Chag. You learn about the halacha. That's not. It's you. We learn from the story of the Exodus that the ha'ora of Pesach continues. it's mamshech for 30 days. On the 30th day, when Pesach is leaving for Klal Yisrael, as long as you're part of Klal Yisrael, Pesach, and then now on day 15, no more matzah, no more matzah. Now we start with the mon. But I didn't have the full experience. I'm missing. I didn't bring the Pesach Rishon. I was tameh. I was rochay. Now is the time where the desperation of what I really lost counts. As long as Klal Yisrael, as long as Klal Yisrael as a whole is still in the aura, in the wake of Pesach, with the Ugos Matzos, then the individuals who didn't bring the Korban Pesach, you know, they're living off they're holding on to their coattails. The people who did not bring the Korban Pesach, they did not have a real Pesach experience. Because they were Tameh, they were Rochim. What do you want from them? But they lost out. They were missing, you know, you're missing the experience. But I'm part of Klal Yisrael. And Klal Yisrael is still basking in the glow of Yitzias Mitzrayim. The proof being, the Ugos Matzos, Shehotzilu Mitzrayim, which captures the Gilui Shechina is with you all the way until Yudalit. 30 days, they ate the matzah. Ends on day 14. But the next day is when the withdrawal symptoms kick in. Klal Yisrael is fortified because they actually ate the Korban Pesach. They actually had it. So when day 15 comes and Pesach is over, and now Klal Yisrael is going on its merry way, they're satiated because they had the full experience. But I didn't have the full experience. I was just living off the coattails, holding on to the coattails of Klal Yisrael because I didn't have the Korban Pesach. But they had it, so I'm just part of the Klal. Now I need something to give me that boost to get me going. Okay, we have a solution for you. We have a Pesach Sheni. Okay, that's it. I'll give you another very quick two answers. Another very interesting things that it says. This is a very interesting idea. It doesn't get fully answered. Another reason why we have Pesach Sheni. Get a load of this. This is very cute. This is what. Let us talk about a regular year, not a leap year. In a regular year, so when is Pesach? Pesach is the 15th day. But every single year, Beis Din has to make a decision. They have to make a decision if they want to extend the year by 1 month. So do you know what that means? Iyar, Aleph Iyar, is always looking with its googly eyes, hoping that maybe the Beis Din will have Rachmanis and they'll make a leap year. If they'll make a leap year, that means that what was meant to be the 14th day of Iyar will turn into the 14th day of Nisan. And we will have a day of celebration. Right? Like, you know, the person that's winning in the backup. Like, I'm just here to be a backup. They'll probably never need me, but I gotta be ready. Oh, would I love to be the backup? I would love to step in on that day to be a king for one day. Right, they have a guy, you know, you'll be the backup. Just in case we need someone, you'll be the king for one day, in case the king has to go out of town. Okay? What are the chances? The chances are zero. But maybe somehow you'll be the... You wait. Guess what? Your day has come. The king has to go out of town, and we need someone to sit in this place. So you put on the royal garments, and you'll be the king for the day when the king goes to the dentist. You'll be the king for the day. Iyar, this Zaman, is, maybe, you have to look at time as set moments, like physical chunks of time. Physical chunks of time. On a regular year, when it's not a leap year, the 14th day of Iyar is saying, who knows, maybe my chunk of time will turn into Pesach. Because if the Beis Din decides to make a double Adar, then what was meant to be Nisan now becomes Adar, and now Iyar turns into Nisan. So, you know what we do? Sorry, buddy. This year, I mean, in the regular year, it's not, It's ear. We can't help you. But we want to be nefayes you. We'll appease you. We'll appease you. We'll call you Pesach Sheni. We don't necessarily commemorate. So very, I think the Chassam Sefer says this. We're not necessarily celebrating Iyar, 4 days of Iyar, as the day when you bring the Karban Pesach. Very long Shavar. We're celebrating the 4 day of Iyar. This day, this slice of time, it could have been Pesach. Because Beis Din has control over Zman. It's more like a celebration of Beis Din. It's more of a celebration that Beis Din has the koyach of Zman. And if they wanted, this day could have been your big day. It's like Seika Dioma. You don't really know what would have been. Today, it's Minut Avoseinu Biodeinu. There are two dinim in Seika Dioma. Number one, we don't know when Beis Din was with the moon. Was it 30 days or is it 29 days? But there's another concept of Seika Dioma, which it's not practical Seika Dioma, but is it a year that has 12 months, or is it a year that has 13 months? You know what Pesach Sheni really is? It's Seika Dioma. Not Yom, it's Seika Dechoydesh. It's Seika Dechoydesh. We're not celebrating Pesach Sheni for the Rechoykim and the Tanaim. No, there are certain people that don't hold of not saying Tachman on Pesach Sheni. There's a whole different, we don't today, you don't say, they don't like this Mahalach. There's a certain Mahalach in Halacha. Are you out of your mind to make a holiday for the Tanaim and the Rechoykim? It's not a holiday for a fine Jewish boy. Pesach Sheni, who's the holiday for? The Tameim and the Rechoykim. We don't do that. So we're not making a holiday for Yechidim, the Ratame and Rechoyk. Oh, come on. You know what you're making the holiday for? Just, did you observe a second day of Pesach this year? Did you observe a second day of Shavuot, a second day of Sukkot? Sveika de Yoyma? You know what Pesach Sheni is? Sveika de Chodesh. Beis Din has the power to be Ma'aber the Shana and add another month to the year up until the very last day of Chodesh Adar. Up, and in fact, there was one of the big problems of Chizkiyahu HaMelech, he was Ma'aber it even too late in Chodesh Nisan itself. He decided, even though it's already Chodesh Nisan, we'll make it retroactively Adar. And the Beis Din was very upset with him. You don't do that. Once you get to Nisan, but technically, even you